Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not such a great day for a young reservist who's arrested because he's involved with those leaks. Leaks that may or may not be deeply serious for the United States and for our allies in Ukraine. There's commentary by Marjorie Taylor Greene suggesting that, no, it's not the young man who broke the law and who broke his oath and stole this information. He's 21 years old. But he's not the enemy. He's not the traitor. The real enemy, the real traitor is Joe Biden, who's completing his emotional, not exactly stumble-free tour of his Irish homeland. A lot of sentimental efforts to try to connect himself with Ireland. There are 30 million Americans who claim Irish ancestry, which is a great many people. Will this have any impact on Biden's desire to win re-election for president? And speaking of winning re-election for president, Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, has put forward his announcement video, and he is trying very hard, it appears, to have a different tone entirely than other Republicans. And speaking of other Republicans, signing of a second new abortion ban in Florida, this one limiting abortion access to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's one of the more hard-hitting, one of the more restrictive abortion bans in the country. Is this going to help or hurt Governor DeSantis in Florida? And we will be speaking with Doug Schoen, campaign architect, analyst, veteran pollster, about two issues that Republicans believed were going to help them win the election, which right now are hitting very negatively for most Republicans. Why and what do you do about it? And meanwhile, there is the great pudding episode. The question is Ron DeSantis disqualified as president because of his table manners? We will get to that as well on a busy Friday right here on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The most important issue on the table right now appears to be the intelligence leak. Admiral Stavridis, who was a former naval chief of staff, he speaks very clearly about why he believes that leak is so important. Listen to clip one.
I think that as you look at what will come out of this, there'll be some significant tactical information that flows across the wires to Russia. Russia will use this to try and drive wedges between the U.S. and some of our allies who are named in it. There'll be some heightened awareness of the war and so forth. But that basket, I think, is smaller as a concern than the classification that tightening up. I think this is a fairly significant leak, Willie, in terms of opening a new can of concerns. Here you've got a very young individual who has access somehow, perhaps through a burn bag, perhaps through his duties in the IT world, but then he is printing it, carrying it out, photocopying it, and putting it in private chat rooms. That's a tough problem to crack from a counterintelligence perspective. And I think the Pentagon spokesman is right. you need to focus on the fact this is an insider threat. All the sophisticated counter cyber surveillance would not have stopped this. What would stop it is tracking who has that kind of access. It's more a human personnel problem than it is a surveillance problem.
Okay, this is a problem altogether politically. Joe Biden said on the one hand that he didn't believe that this was that important a leak, but he also said he thought the fact the leak happened was important. The way it is covered by the New York Times, the FBI arrested a 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard yesterday in connection with the leak of dozens of highly classified documents containing an array of national security secrets, including the breadth of surveillance the United States is able to conduct on Russia. This is important because we have been helping our Ukrainian allies very directly with some effective intelligence, which now might be undermined. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene on Twitter, we'll get into that later, defended the suspected leaker. Now, how do you do that if you've gotten arrested? She says that Jake Teixeira is white, male, Christian, and anti-war. That makes him an enemy of the Biden regime. Yesterday, the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, announced the arrest was made in connection with this highly classified Ukraine war documents leak. Listen, clip five.
Today, the Justice Department arrested Jack Douglas Teixeira in connection with an investigation into alleged unauthorized removal, retention, and transmission of classified national defense information. Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard. FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident. He will have an initial appearance at the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts. I want to thank the FBI, Justice Department prosecutors, and our colleagues at the Department of Defense for their diligent work on this case. This investigation is ongoing. We will share more information at the appropriate time.
Okay, there are reports that the Teixeira was involved with a Discord online group that included some very obvious racist memes and that showed that he was together with a group of people basically deriding some of the duties that he was supposed to be performing at the Air National Guard. The question is, honest to goodness, we've had so many of these. If you actually go back to Edward Snowden and other people who have simply exploited their access to these secrets, can we do something? I mean, when someone's 21 years old and obviously has reasons in his background and in his present not to rely on him, shouldn't we be a little bit more careful about handling these things in the future? We will get to more on that, to comments from some of our European allies about what the leaks mean. We'll also talk about Tim Scott jumping into the presidential race, and again, with a very different tone. We will be joined later by Doug Schoen about what issues for the GOP that had been assumed to be huge advantages might actually be working against Republicans. And speaking about working against Republicans, the ultra-democratic state legislature in Washington State is wrapping up its legislative session. How much is it going to cost you? More than you might even expect. We'll be talking with Jason Mercier of the Washington Policy Center also later in the show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. And what about Ron DeSantis, abortion, and table manners? That and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And on the Michael Medved show, The Guardian is reporting that Jack Teixeira, the suspect, 21 years old, in the recent leaks of Pentagon intelligence online, Teixeira was detained at his home in the town of North Dighton, Massachusetts, by FBI agents. Helicopter news footage showed a young man with shorn dark hair, an olive green T-shirt, and red shorts being made to walk backwards toward a team of agents who were pointing their rifles at him. The imagery does not look scary as much as silly, actually. But this is not a silly matter when somebody who is working for the government, who has achieved a security clearance at a young age, is obviously so inappropriate for that, which is one of the things that needs to be exposed. Teixeira will appear in court in Massachusetts today. He did. And Pentagon spokesperson Patrick Ryder said the leak of classified information was a deliberate criminal act. And here is what General Ryder said. He is the press spokesman for also an Air Force Brigadier General. Clip 6.
We continue to review a variety of factors as it relates to safeguarding classified materials. This includes examining and updating distribution lists, assessing how and where intelligence products are shared, and a variety of other steps. I would say, though, that it is important to understand that we do have stringent guidelines in place for safeguarding classified and sensitive information. This was a deliberate criminal act, a violation of those guidelines. And so, again, I think that's important to understand. Now, we will continue to do everything we can to ensure that people who have a need to know when it comes to this kind of information have access to that. We're always going to learn from every situation. But again, this is something that we'll continue to look at.
And more information on the leak. The leak is believed to have started on a site called Discord, which is a social media platform popular with people playing online games, naturally, and where Teixeira is believed to have posted for years about guns, games, and racist memes. Wouldn't that give rise to a little bit of concern if you were monitoring that? The likely charges, if proven, would each carry up to 10 years imprisonment, even if the leaker did not intend to cause harm, said Brendan Van Grack, a former Justice Department National Security prosecutor. Prosecutors could treat each leaked document as a separate count in his indictment, so he could go away for a very long time. Among the clues that led to Teixeira's arrest were the kitchen countertop and floor tiles in his childhood home. The surfaces appeared in the background of photographs he had taken of the leaked documents. What an idiot. Teixeira is believed to have been the leader of an online chat group where hundreds of photographs of secret and top secret documents were first uploaded from late last year to March. The online group called itself Thug Shaker Central, made up of 20 to 30 young men and teenagers brought together by an enthusiasm for guns, military gear, and video games. Racist language was a common feature of the group. Speaking in Ireland, the President of the United States said that he sought to play down the impact of the breach. Quote, "I'm not concerned about the leak," Biden said. "I'm concerned that it happened. But there's nothing contemporaneous that I'm aware of that's of great consequence." Obviously, it's of great consequence to Mr. Teixeira, and who else is responsible for allowing something like this to occur. And again, if you are talking about a 21-year-old and who is spending a great deal of his time on video games and marginal social media chat groups, I mean, shouldn't there be a little bit more care? There is this from the Polish Prime Minister speaking on the Pentagon leak. Of course, they're directly concerned because they are Ukraine's closest ally, at least in terms of their proximity. This is what the Prime Minister had to say. Clip 2.
Given that all these documents are out there in the public domain now, top secret documents about the US and their allies, does it make allies like Poland think twice about sharing its secrets with the U.S.?
My answer is no. I'm not going to think twice. I believe that, you know, failures happen and mistakes happen, and, you know, we have to be as close as possible with our allies in Western Europe and with the United States. And we want to be a binder of those two dimensions, by the way, which are now going somehow different directions. So I know that there is this leakage. It happens. The Russian... by the way, Russian cyber threats are extremely are to be taken extremely seriously. They are very efficient in propaganda, very effective in spreading fake news, propaganda, stealing data, and so on. So we have to unite on this front as well.
The response of Marjorie Taylor Greene, she tweeted, Jake Teixeira is white, male, Christian, and they put in sick underneath, and anti-war. Green tweeted within hours of his arrest. She said, that makes him an enemy of the Biden regime, and he told the truth about troops being on the ground in Ukraine and a lot more. Ask yourself who is the real enemy, asked Congresswoman Green. A low-level young National Guardsman, or the administration that is waging war in Ukraine, a non-NATO nation, against nuclear Russia without war powers. And she went on to say, they couldn't find the Supreme Court leaker who put Supreme Court justice lives in danger. But magically, they can find a 21-year-old low-level National Guardsman responsible for exposing the truth about Ukraine. And the same people that want to take away your guns are waging war in a foreign country without permission from Congress. The leaked documents include classified files concerning the Russia-Ukraine war, the Middle East, Asia, and U.S. espionage secrets. The Pentagon called the leak a deliberate criminal act. And with that going on, what is the context and the impact on the ongoing presidential race? Well, there's more on that with Tim Scott jumping into the race with an announcement video. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Justice Department's unsealed indictments against 28 people said to be involved in the system that starts with raw chemicals in China and ends up as fentanyl on the streets of the USA. Most are from Mexico. Some are from China and Guatemala. President Biden's praising those involved in the arrest of accused classified document leaker Jack Teixeira. He's also telling military and intelligence leaders to further clamp down on the distribution of classified information. The Justice Department and the maker of the abortion pill Mifepristone are asking the Supreme Court to throw out the ruling by a Texas judge that invalidated the FDA's approval of that drug. It'll be a star-studded weekend in Indianapolis as pretty much every person who may or may not run for the Republican presidential nomination will be appearing at the National Rifle Association's annual convention. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we've spoken before about Senator Tim Scott, who is enormously popular with his fellow U.S. senators. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he's a front runner or even a potential front runner for the President of the United States, because you don't choose presidential nominees by your fellow senators, even though they should be taken seriously because they know the guy and they work with him. And a number of people are cited in some of the articles that have been out there about Tim Scott, who say that basically this is somebody who everyone who knows him admires him. And Whit Ayers, who is a longtime Republican consultant who has worked all the way back to the Reagan administration, Whit Ayers says, there may be some people who don't like Tim Scott, but I've never met one. And basically, he's trying to focus a new campaign for president on a less angry Republican nomination, a less angry Republican image. He could, in fact, invoke a line that was made famous by President Reagan, who said again and again, I'm a conservative, but I'm not angry about it. Here is what the Presidential Exploratory Committee announcement video sounded like. This is 16A.
On this day, April 12, 1861, in this harbor, the first shots of the Civil War were fired. And our country faced the defining moment. Would we truly be one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all? America's soul was put to the test, and we prevailed. Today, our country is once again being tested. Once again, our divisions run deep, and the threat to our future is real.
And he continues setting his sights very directly on Biden and his agenda. Listen.
Joe Biden and the radical left have chosen a culture of grievance over greatness. They're promoting victimhood instead of personal responsibility, and they're indoctrinating our children to believe we live in an evil country. And all too often, when they get called out for their failures, they weaponize race to divide us, to hold on to their power. When I fought back against their liberal agenda, they called me a prop, a token, because I disrupt their narrative. I threaten their control. They know the truth of my life disproves their lies.
And again, the analysis of Tim Scott is planning to do is to use his life story, which is inspiring, and to contrast himself with many of the other candidates who come from more privileged backgrounds. Tim Scott, of course, is the only black Republican member of the United States Senate, and also former congressman. He was appointed to the Senate by Nikki Haley, who is also running for president at the moment. There is the official announcement itself sounding like this. Listen.
See, I was raised by a single mother in poverty. The spoons in our apartment were plastic, not silver. But we had faith. We put in the work, and we had an unwavering belief that we, too, could live the American dream. I know America is a land of opportunity, not a land of oppression. I know it because I've lived it. That's why it pains my soul to see the Biden liberals attacking every rung of the ladder that helped me climb. If the radical left gets their way, millions more families will be trapped in failing schools, crime-ridden neighborhoods, and crushing inflation. Not on my watch. This is personal to me. I will never back down in defense of the conservative values that make America exceptional. And that's why I'm announcing my exploratory committee for President of the United States.
Okay, by the way, he says, I will not back down, don't back down, never back down is the also the name that DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, has given to his political action committee. There's a preview that we got of Tim Scott's stump speech back in March, a couple of weeks ago, and with him talking about the contrast between his view and the Biden view, as he put it a couple of weeks ago. Listen.
Right now we have politicians who want to say that grievance is our future and not greatness, because they believe that by using the provocative racial history of our nation, that they can create a wedge in this nation that will bring more power and more resources to their progressive agenda. I stand here to tell you, not on my watch. Not on my watch. I believe we live in the freest, fairest land in the history of the world. And I thank God I'm an American. I thank God Almighty I am an American.
That's Senator Tim Scott, who Time Magazine is reviewing as a very different from the other candidates who have emerged so far. Trump's closest competition, numbers-wise, writes Time, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Well, everybody knows that. Who has yet to launch a bid. Both men have built reputations as pugnacious culture warriors. It remains to be seen whether Scott's message, a positive message focused on unity, faith in America, and his own biography, can move voters into his column. So far, Trump, according to a new Winthrop University poll released yesterday, that poll shows Trump has gained more support for the 2024 presidential nomination from South Carolina Republican voters than either Governor Nikki Haley and Senator Tim Scott in their home state. Trump was the top pick of 41% of Tory respondents. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has yet to declare his candidacy, was getting 20%. Haley came in third with 18%. That actually shows that Haley and DeSantis together were almost equal to where Trump was, but it shows Trump definitely in the lead at this point. 7% of respondents support a presidential nomination for Scott. This was before he had officially announced. The South Carolina senator has not announced he's running for the GOP ticket in 2024, but he did officially launch that presidential exploratory committee on Wednesday. There's also the 538, which posted its national polling average for the Republican primary struggle this week. And it shows a much less close race, a much more pro-Trump race than, it did a couple of months ago. Trump leads DeSantis, according to 538, by 49.3% to 26.2%. So almost 2-1. So what are the problems then with President Trump? We will get to some of those political challenges and more in the shape of the campaign coming up on the MedVent Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Michael Medved Show, there's a piece over at Time Magazine by a writer named Susan Glasser, who is talking about how not all gaffes are counted equal. And talking about the focus, particularly with it's a fairly innocuous trip to Ireland and Northern Ireland by President Biden, but for goodness sake, I mean, when he travels, when he speaks, he's always been a gaffe machine, but he creates all kinds of problems for himself. And basically what she is saying is that even though there isn't that much of an age difference between Biden and Trump, there's a great deal more focus on the part of Republicans in particular in Biden's age and his vulnerability as a candidate for president. And there's one CNN number here that is just incredible. It shows, according to the most recent CNN poll, 67% of Americans, that's two-thirds of us, say Joe Biden doesn't have the sharpness and stamina to serve effectively as president. Now, what that means is, according to that poll and other polls, there are a bunch of people who are still planning to vote for him, even though they don't think he has the sharpness and stamina to serve effectively as president. And the argument on the other side is that a lot of what Biden says is goofy, it's kind of hard to understand, but a lot of what Trump says is more alarming, and that people take it more seriously. And it's one of the reasons, and there are many, many of them, that there are a great many Americans of every party and of every ideology and every race, people pushing away from the idea of making this a choice between Biden and Trump. Because with so many people, 67%, thinking that Biden isn't up to being president, and not quite as many, but a significant number of people believing that Trump is actually dangerous. And again, with all of the unresolved legal issues that Trump is facing, it is one of those presidential races where, even though it's supposed to be down to three, basically, imperfect candidates, yes, including Ron DeSantis, there is a great deal going on and a great deal of questions about what is going on. Mitch McConnell is just back at the Senate today. He was away for 5 weeks. John Fetterman is back at the Senate now. Remember him? He made this incredible statement about he was so depressed he didn't care whether he lived or died. And then we have on Dianne Feinstein. This is today. Weeks after announcing she had been diagnosed with shingles, Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, extended absence from the Senate has left Democrats in a tight spot given the party's slim majority in the chamber, spurring some high-profile calls for her resignation. This is just what the Democrats need right now, right? Late Wednesday afternoon, Feinstein's office released a statement acknowledging the delays of the Judiciary Committee and announcing that she has asked Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to allow another Democratic senator to temporarily serve in her place until she was able to resume her, quote, committee work. Representative Ro Khanna, who is considered to be a rising star in the Democratic Party, particularly in California, he tweeted out, "It's time for Senator Feinstein to resign. We need to put the country ahead of personal loyalty. While she has a lifetime of public service, it is obvious she can no longer fulfill her duties. Not speaking out undermines our credibility as elected representatives of the people." Khanna is, by the way, the first and only member of the California delegation to call on Feinstein to resign. Does that mean because he has some inside deal with Gavin Newsom that he would be appointed her successor? Speaking of her successor, one of the people who is running for her successor is Katie Porter, the extremely outspoken and a very ultra-progressive member of Congress, who is one of, along with Adam Schiff, one of the, and Barbara Lee, one of the major figures in California who are seeking to follow up to Senator Feinstein. It turns out that her ex-husband, we're now talking about Katie Porter's ex-husband, and this is just an indication of how flawed the candidate slate is in California. It says in the Los Angeles Times that Katie Porter's ex-husband refused to recant allegations that his wife, the congresswoman, the candidate for Senate, domestically abused him. How? By dumping hot potatoes on his head. Repeatedly. Okay, how do you dump hot potatoes? Is this head particularly sensitive? And how hot were the potatoes? And then she also apparently smashed a glass in front of him. Porter, says Fox News, has also faced numerous accusations of running a toxic, emotionally abusive workplace by former staffers. Okay, this is all going on while Senator Feinstein, who everybody is trying to succeed, is suffering from shingles at age 89. But then there are glorious young people who are supposed to be the rising stars, new heroes for the Democratic Party. For instance, State Representative in Tennessee, Justin Jones, was on the Jake Tapper show on CNN. He's one of those reps who had disrupted the state legislature and had been expelled because of hollering through a bullhorn. Now he has been reinstated by his local committee And here's how he felt about some of the Republicans who had initially expelled him from the legislature. Clip 13.
The Tennessee Holler released today some audio from Republican state legislators meeting and getting mad at each other. What was your response to that? What do you think was important from that leaked audio?
That it was very just surreal to hear that, to hear the commentary, and to realize that for them, they really are reenacting the Civil War. You heard Representative Sapicki say, you know, we need to come hard against them, you know, because if we don't, Tennessee will fall and the Southeast will fall and the left will take over. And he said, you know, I hate that I have to see, you know, Jones in these sacred halls where the greats of Tennessee stood. And so you hear this mentality that is very extreme and very alarming. I mean, we're dealing with people who want to reenact a civil war, who don't believe someone of you know, like me or Representative Pearson, young black lawmakers even deserve to be in the legislature. But you also hear them fighting amongst each other. I mean, I've heard from Republicans who are calling on the House Speaker to resign, Cameron Sexton. There's a lot of division within their caucus. You heard in that recorded conversation. You know, just the infighting and the dysfunction in the Republican Party here in Tennessee.
Okay, the situation in Tennessee was not particularly well handled. But speaking of situations in Tennessee, there's a situation right here in Washington State with the state legislature, which we will be covering. Because they're talking about and spending a great deal of more money on programs that are extraordinarily dubious. So what do you do about it in a state that has an overwhelming Democratic majority? And a moderate asks, if Republican states are so bad, as liberals insist, then why are so many people moving to Republican states in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.